Welcome to Grazing Hell, the one and only podcast made by a cow where you get dating advice from a cow. And I've got a very special guest today, and that is Anna Marie Forcino. Oh, woo woo! Yeah,
hello everyone.
Baby.
This is hello your to the first... viewers of Grazing Hell.
Exactly. This is the first time you're on as a solo guest. You've been on before because you were on with Sweet Baby Duncan to do Know Your Alpha.
Yes, and Know Your Alpha.
Exactly. So yeah, no. When I say give dating advice, the reason I say that is because we're looking at a very special subreddit today. And that is
special in a good way or bad way? I guess we'll find out.
I think it's gonna be bad. Just to warn you, I think it's gonna be cursed. And that is r/female dating strategy. So what have you heard about this, Anna? Have you heard anything about it?
Only I try to avoid that kind of content like the plague. And I've only heard about it through the grapevine, but everything I've heard about it has been really terrible. So I'm very excited to see the lovely folks over there. How about
you? Exactly. Same. I mean, I've heard that they're basically fem cells, is what I've heard.
Don't see those as often. Fem cells.
You don't. But when you do, oh boy, they're a lot of fun.
It's terrible.
It is. It really is. But before we get into that, do you want to just tell the people a little bit about yourself? You know, just so they can get acquainted, you know.
Of course. I am a commentary channel, and I talk about political and social issues and make fun of straight people, which is very fun.
Yeah, and so you would be called... What's that guy called? You would be referred to as what they call heterophobic, as would I.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Heterophobic and proud.
Exactly. So what's another thing? Do you get accused of hating men? I get that a lot.
Yes. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like, the men who are in my comments that find out I'm a lesbian, they're like, oh, we don't want to date you anyway. And it's like, okay, we're on the same page.
Yeah, it's like, well, like, what am I going to cry about it?
Yeah, it's like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
honestly, it's kind of funny.
Yeah,
it's a little
funny. It's also funny when they try and, like, I get called a lesbian a lot in my comments as an insult. Either I get it as a massive compliment or an insult. People are like, oh my god, lesbian icon, love you. And I'm like, thanks. angry, bitter men, they'll be like, oh, you're a lesbian. And I'm like, that would not be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Bi-con,
it is a compliment.
But, you know, it's, I'm okay with that. That's,
We love a good bi-con or two.
Exactly. Oh god, okay, I guess we'll start looking at this Friday. I just have this feeling in my chest that it's going to be cursed. Do you know what I mean?
I just, like, my adrenaline is pumping right now. I'm in fight or flight mode.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, right, now we're on the subreddit after some... me doubting myself on Zoom. Always like, am I doing this right? Every time. I feel like such a boomer on Zoom because I always just think I'm doing something not right and then we won't have any of the material. But anyway.
Yes.
Oh my god. Okay, so really tiny detail that shouldn't be the first thing I see because it's way smaller, but I just saw pinned by a moderator. The moderator is called Pick Misha Exorcist. So I'm guessing what they're saying is that that user who's a moderator is saying that they exorcise Pick Mishas. Or they're the Pick Me and they're an exorcist. What's going on there?
See, it would be cool if they were actually an exorcist, but something tells me that they're just a Pick Me.
Yeah. Yeah, or they...
Should we read the bio?
Yes, okay. Do you want to do the honors?
Of course. Alrighty. join the official website at www.thefemaledatingstrategy.com for more FDS content beyond Reddit, already with the self-promo. The dating subreddit exclusively for women. We focus on effective dating strategies for women who want to take control of their dating lives. For personal questions, please head to blah, 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 and join the official website, again with the self-promo, for more FDS content beyond Reddit.
Oh, God. 226K queens leveling up. And there's 1.9K online.
They definitely have
girl
boss memes on their phone, unironically.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even just the little profile picture, it says level up, FDS level up, and it's got like a crown, and it's just, it does feel very girl bossy. And it was created in 2019. So, yeah, it's still going. It's still going. Nearly 3 years.
So, what's their excuse for that?
Yeah, the graphic does look very old school, doesn't it?
Yeah, or it kind of reminds me of, what's that MTV show? My Super Sweet 16?
Yes!
It's
exactly.
Like the rejected art for that.
It is. Yeah, it does look very sort of 2008 kind of level.
Yeah. And wow. Like the letters aren't even lined up. Do you see how the D is a little fucked up?
Yes.
It's like tilted ever so slightly to the left,
and the little crown, like you can tell that was just one of the shapes you get for free on Microsoft or whatever.
Microsoft one Paint,
like, yeah, some shit like that. Okay, baby. So I guess shall we just have a browse through some of the latest posts, and then when we're ready, we can do the whole top posts of all time. Let's just do.
We can also
Toby's.
Sort by controversial if we're feeling spicy.
Wait, is that a thing you can do on Reddit?
I think so.
Oh my. Okay.
Maybe the one all the way at the end. Right there. Maybe. Maybe that's only on the mobile app. I guess we'll see.
Never mind. Well, I'm sure it'll be plenty controversial on its
own.
Oh
yeah.
So. Yeah, and here's their little menu. So they've got Instagram. Okay, we'll go through all that.
They have Spotify.
Spotify. Maybe they have a podcast.
Yeah. What's their Spotify Wrapped like?
All songs about hating men and potentially hating sex workers. I saw something about sex workers, which we'll see in a minute. Okay, so Oh, podcast discussion. Yeah, they have a podcast. So, how about we look at this first? So, this subcategory is FDS translates men. And it's a pictorial depiction of the male feminist. So, okay, let's look at that then. Nice. Okay, so male feminist. I want to support women's rights, but I don't want to make any changes to my life or face up to any hard truths. I mean, there are some men like this, but we'll get the... Okay. It looks like fairy godmother or something. Hey, young man.
Can I be the fairy?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm clogging
you're good,
all the
you're
parts.
Good.
No, do it. Go.
Can you just zoom in a tiny bit for my old eyes to be able to see? Perfect.
No, of course.
Hey, young man, are you looking to appeal? Are you looking to appeal feminist women without doing any of the hard work or analyzing the root causes of female oppression?
Why, yes. Can you help me?
Here, you need third wave feminism.
Thanks. What do I do with it?
Absolutely nothing. Just use a few politically correct buzzwords and you're good to go.
Can I still watch porn? Oh, for fuck's sake.
Of course. Porn is empowering and sex positive. And if anyone judges you, you can call them a swerf. Not a swerf.
Not a swerf. For context, for people that don't know, swerf is, it like turf, it stands for sex worker exclusionary radical feminist, and it's feminists who basically
hate sex
don't
work.
Believe yeah hate sex work, and by default, if you hate sex work, that means you don't believe in sex workers' rights. You can argue with me about that in the comments, but you can't be against sex work without being against the sex worker.
Yes,
just saying. But anyway, sorry, let me be my man. Wow. but I will have to stop cheating on my girlfriend?
Not if you're a polyamorous aromantic. Suggest she's a prude and you might get a three-way.
So I can do what the hell I want so long as I frame it in postmodern terms?
Don't forget, sex workers are just expressing sensuality for fun and profit.
Thank you, third wave feminism. And he's like walking under a banner that says,
lap dances are us.
Yeah, I mean, oh, come on. This is
tell me you don't know what feminism is without telling me you don't know what feminism is.
Okay, so when I read the first sentence, I was like, okay, this does describe a lot of male feminists. You know, we've talked about this before, where you get like leftist men who talk the talk but don't walk the walk and actually like engage in misogynistic behavior. But this is something else. This is something else. This is just, yeah. Shall we see some of the comments?
Sure.
Isn't this the sad truth? The accuracy.
The accuracy.
LMAO, does anyone have the source? This is funny. I want more. Oh,
this is a series. Someone willingly made six others.
So here's this person. Couldn't be closer to the truth. Men love feminism as long as it means women saying yes to all the same patriarchal bullshit with new empowerment. And if a woman pushes back against prostitution, porn, poly, BDSM, etc., then you simply call her a swerf, while still looking like progressive male feminists. What a sweet deal. If those are things you don't want to do because you're like, no, they're just not for me, that's fine. Mm-hmm. It's when you try and stop other people from having the individual freedom to do those things. It's about choice. That's the whole point of feminism.
Yeah, if you want to, you know, be in a BDSM poly prostitutional relationship, you have the freedom to do so.
Exactly.
It's just like, just let people do what they want if it's not harming you or affecting your life in any way.
Exactly. And they're weird comparisons as well, because prostitution and porn are jobs. Poly and BDSM are recreational
lifestyles.
They're lifestyles. Yeah. Well, poly is, yeah, exactly. Poly is, you know, a lifestyle or not an orientation, but it's like a
relationship style.
Yeah,
I guess.
And BDSM is, again, like a subculture. You know what I mean? Whereas the other two, they're jobs. So it just seems weird to compare, to lump them all in together. But okay. Here's what Edna Awakened says.
Empowerment. Is she really awakened?
Yeah, I do wonder. Empowerment has been so twisted, diluted, and perverted that now it's an absolutely revolting corporate buzzword that indicates hedonism, oh boy, and appeals heavily to the male gaze. It's almost always used to either sell something, lingerie, jewelry, makeup, clothing, or recruit more women into satisfying male pleasure. And again, tiny grain of truth there. In that empowerment is used by capitalism to sell women shit that they don't need and to enforce, like, the male gaze onto them. Agree with that.
But that's like, a critique of capitalism and misogyny, not feminism.
Exactly! It's like, when a company is trying to sell me a razor under the guise of feminism, that's not feminism's fault. That's corporations. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
People want to blame problems with capitalism on everything except capitalism. Like, no one is addressing the elephant in the room. It's like with conservatives, like, they'll call everything socialism, communism, when it's a fault of capitalism.
Exactly. They'll be like, this is what's happening under socialism. It's like, well, we don't live under socialism. We live under capitalism. It looks like, I'm gonna hazard a guess that it's probably gonna have a lot of people that are very bitter about their own personal experiences, because I've got a comment here that says, oh god, this reminds me of a feminist scrote I dated a few years back who was secretly dating other women, and when I found out, he had the nerve to say he's not a fuckboy because he just realized he's ethically non-monogamous. And obviously that guy is shitty because he didn't... Like, to be non-monogamous, you've both got to agree that, right? So, but it feels like, I don't know, a lot of this is going to be dating woes.
Yeah. Like, that is a boundary you have to set at the beginning.
Exactly. Ooh, like, it's not... just seen, they've got sister communities, so r/female level up strategy, r/ask FDS, r/FDS superfans, and this one,
superfans,
r/porn-free relationships. Yeah, out of curiosity, would you care if your partner watched porn?
No, I mean, I know some people argue that it's cheating because they're getting the same physical reaction as if you would, like, be getting if you're having sex with them, but it's also like you're not physically doing anything, and if that helps with their pleasure, I don't really mind. But also at the same time, I do think the porn industry can be harmful in terms of like how they portray women and how they treat women. But that's exactly. More of like an industry problem, not like the individual person. As long as you have like realistic standards and like watch it in moderation, I don't really see it as a problem. No. And I wouldn't have a problem with my partner watching it if they so choose to.
Exactly. No, I totally agree. Exactly. It's like when people, there's like tiny grains of truth when they talk about problems in the porn industry. It's, and like, yes, of course, there's like misogyny that goes on, and but that doesn't mean that you need to get rid of it completely, because what that does is that takes away someone's income and puts them in poverty potentially. And it's like, there's a way of, you know what I mean? Like, there's a way we can do this without fucking over sex workers, you know? We can talk about the problems in the industry and try and fix them rather than say, let's just get rid of it. Because porn has existed since the beginning of time. Probably cavemen did little sexy shadows with their,
they,
you know,
sold, like, erotica books before porn videos were a thing. They had Playboy. Exactly. They had DVDs and VHS tapes.
Oh god, speaking of sex work, let's see. And this is also inaccurate. Okay, so the title of this is, did you saw the news that British universities make courses workshops for students working in adult industries? Link in comments. And here's the it's like a meme where it's a man, the progressive left, and then a lady in a river, privileged white women benefiting from the sex industry, and then underneath it's all these bodies, millions of trafficked, desperate and abused women. Yikes.
Good grief.
No, it's also funny because they seem to imply that all the people that advocate for sex work are what liberal white ladies, when actually most of the SWERFs I see, people who are anti-sex work, are middle-class white women.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Oh, do we even want to go down the rabbit hole here? I think maybe not. I think we just carry on because...
I think for the sake of our mental health and the listener's mental health, maybe we'll read like one or two comments just to
Because we're pro sex workers' rights, so I feel like today's not the time for that discussion. But yeah, let's just read one or two. Man, every day we stray further into chaos and eventually hell on earth for women. My grandma, before passing, said, death is the only rest women have. And that shit still hits me home.
What the fuck does that have to do with the image? What does that have to do? That's like...
And also, it's not true. This has been debunked. It's not workshops, you know, trying to like give people coaching on how to get into the sex industry. It's more just a place for people who happen to be sex workers to have someone to reach out to, because some students are sex workers. So of course there should be a place where they can go for support.
Absolutely. And just like to be safe in general and like...
Yeah, dadoi.
Like have a support system, because they're workers too and they deserve protection and...
Exactly.
Everything it's that work. A quote-unquote traditional worker would have.
What is a HVM? Okay, so we got another post. It's about strategy. So this is it. This is the strategy. Okay, so this is trust your feelings and the strategy. Now, we're not familiar with the lingo, and this person uses the term HVM. What does that mean?
Oh, I think I know that, actually. I think it's high value man.
They're speaking like pickup artists.
Yeah, because I saw this term on the Fresh and Fit podcast when I did a video on them.
Oh, God, Fresh and Fit.
As if they're close to being high value men in the slightest. I think Elliot Hulse also uses this lingo. So you know they're coming from a really awesome place.
Okay, do you want to do the honors for this one? Is it zoomed in enough?
Yes, for my old eyes. Okay, so it's trust your feelings the strategy under the strategy flair. So, I have been dating what seemed to be a high-value man the last 6 months. I decided I really liked him, and it was time for me to know if this was a relationship that was going to work out. I went ahead and started vetting that with conversations about the future. I didn't like his answers. Uh-oh. Trouble in paradise over here. He wanted us to keep going until those issues arose. Career change, moving, differences in beliefs, etc. After hearing that and considering my own feelings, I decided to end it. Why? I don't need to date someone for 2 years to figure out how I feel. My time is valuable. I shouldn't have to wait 2 years for him to figure it out. Agreeing to work for a relationship and make decisions to put it first is the bare minimum. Any hesitation, any postponement means it's already doomed. It doesn't matter how much you like him. If it's not reciprocated, you haven't lost a thing. FDS, I saved my time, protected my feelings, and lost dead weight. Never stop vetting, trust your gut, and make sure you're getting what you want.
Okay, so what's the strategy here?
I don't get it.
Yeah, he didn't want to commit, so she didn't continue the relationship. What's the strategy there?
I don't know. She's a newbie.
Maybe
now,
we should see the comments. Yeah, she is new. She is new. Okay.
Go easy on the fresh meat.
Okay. Okay, good for you. And you're 100% right to do this. The biggest way you two weren't on the same page is different ways to deal with the future. Dealing with things when they come up? Not my style as an...
Inveterate
analyzer and contingency planner.
We need to keep a thesaurus.
And it sounds
on deck.
Like you're one to... Yeah... Career changes, moving, difference in belief are huge and definitely need to be worked out beforehand. Good for you for losing dead weight. A true high-value male will discuss and plan with you, not around you or in spite of you. I mean, in fairness, they've only been dating for 6 months. Like, if he... I don't know. I need context. Like, it sounds to me like she could have said anything. She could have said, like, I want to move to Boston and they live in Germany. And he'd have been like, oh, I'm not sure. And she's like... You don't value me. We've only been dating for 6 months and you don't want to move across the world for me. Fuck you.
Unless if you're in a lesbian relationship, then that's like a quarter of the time that'll
happen. Right. Yeah.
But it's like also 6 months in the real world, like in adult world, that's not a long time. That's typically... Because isn't it like the 6 to 9 month area where people typically break up and that's like where the honeymoon period ends anyway?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Good call, queen. Oh, cringe. Men who cross that bridge when they get there irritate the hell out of me. Just because things haven't happened yet doesn't mean you can't strategize and discuss things. Isn't that the freaking point of a partnership and relationship?
I mean, listen, it's one thing if you want to discuss where you see this going and like, hey, do you want to pursue, you know, a romantic relationship? Do you want to stay friends? But it's like, why are you planning about career and moving in 6 months into a relationship? That just seems a little much. Unless if they were lesbians, of course, then that's just protocol.
Well, but she said high value male, so...
Are there lesbians on the subreddit?
Know, right. I doubt it.
Maybe this is the one and only time I don't want lesbian or just sapphic relationships in general
lesbian
represented.
Representation. Yeah.
We can give this to the straights.
Here's another anti-sex work meme with like a guy holding a phone with OnlyFans and Pornhub saying, I respect women. I definitely do not view them as commodities. Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
Male depravity. Okay, I'm excited.
Do you want to do the honors?
I would be so honored to.
Okay, just let me know when I need to scroll.
Of course. I think me, 29M, and my wife, 30F, are sexually incompatible. So now we're in, like, sex couples therapy. I don't know which subreddit is the best for this, but I guess here can be a starting point. It's eating me from the inside, and I'm starting to lose hope. We've been together for 5.5 years and married for one. We have a beautiful son, 9 months old. I know that sex dies out when a baby comes around, and I feel stupid for thinking it, but I feel like she's using the baby as an excuse to not be intimate with me. Okay. She's a very good mother, and I don't want to make her feel bad or anything, but it's starting to take a toll on me. We've had arguments throughout our relationship before her pregnancy of her not being active enough, but decided we'll work out on it. Things change for a few weeks, but it eventually goes back to her not desiring sex for more than a month if I don't initiate. I love her for many other reasons, but she's never interested in initiating sex, experimenting, or in any way making me feel desired or wanted. I'm not the guy to just take a woman's panties off and jam it in. Wow, thank you so much for doing the bare minimum, King. I do lots of foreplay, go down, and usually always finish a woman before I get to business. Usually. I've never had issues with my previous partners, but with her, I've never ever managed to finish her off. And trust me, it's not like I didn't try everything. Yeah, okay. His version of foreplay probably means just rubbing like one of like the right lip or something and calling it a day, or like going all disc jockey on it. She just stares at me like she's bored or something. She has never surprised me with a blowjob.
It's gotta be a surprise.
Surprise!
Surprise!
God, oh my God. Okay. I remember switching my car to an automatic just so my ex can blow me while I drive, so the gear stick is not in the way, of course, obviously. That hasn't ever happened since we are together with my wife, even though I suggested it a few times. Doesn't want to do it in fun, non-standard places, and has been postponing doing anal since.
Ah, you're right. Sorry. Oh my God, there's five pages. Oh, Lord. Okay.
Oh.
Let me know if you want me to take over at any point and I can
maybe like halfway. I'll
okay.
Pass the torch over to you. Doesn't want to do it in fun, non-standard places and has been postponing doing anal since forever, although it's a kink of mine, so we've never done it so far, even though I've done it many, many times with all of my past partners. She'll mostly just wait for me to initiate, but never send signals that she wants it. I'd get rejected a few times due to reasons. I ate too much, I'm too tired, etc. Me.
Yeah. There's a... You don't need a reason. If you don't want to, you don't want
no
to.
No means
that's
no.
Consent. Get over
period.
It.
Period.
Yeah.
He sounds insufferable.
Oh no, and she'll eventually give in to it.
Coercion is not consent.
No, it's not. It's not, everybody.
But most of the time, it feels like she's doing it because I wanted it, not because she wants it. Well, yeah. She sometimes looks like she's really into it. You know, the saying, appetite comes with eating, and wants, for example, to get on top or suck me off in the beginning, but that's about it. I can't believe there's 5 pages of this bullshit. I naively thought that things might improve, but they've so far stagnated, and with the newborn, they've become even worse. Has he considered that maybe since she's a newborn mom, that she doesn't want to have sex because she's taking care of the baby 24/7?
And, I mean, I've never had a baby, but I've heard that, being postnatal kills your sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
Because
like your body's been under so much stress for so long.
Yeah.
You don't want to do anything. And plus, the first 6 weeks after you give birth, you can't have sex anyway.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
So.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because she's feeding the baby at, like, 3 a.m. and getting, like, an hour of sleep every day. I would imagine that would kill
your sex
drive.
I wonder how much he gets up to feed the baby. I wonder. I do wonder.
Obviously not enough if he still has the energy to have sex.
Yeah.
Before the baby, it was kind of okay, as I was all right with initiating, even though desires change over time and I had started switching from always being the proactive to waiting her to instigate. And now with the baby...
Proofreader could have been good.
Right? And now with the baby, I've decided to give her space and not pressure her. But she'll seemingly never, ever think about being intimate with me. And I've been so far rejected so many times that it's really killing my desire to try anymore. Sure, it eventually happened, but it's leaving me in a state of unsatiable starvation. Like giving an imprisoned man water once every 3 days. Why do these men act like they need sex to survive?
Yeah, babies. It's insatiable as well.
It's like, relax, buddy. Whatever. Just masturbate. Like,
oh, God, it's mother-in-law. Here we go.
You know what's going to be good when the mother-in-law is involved?
Yeah, yeah.
My mother-in-law lives with us temporarily for more than 3 years already because she refuses to get financially independent. It can be a bit difficult in my country, even though she has a whole apartment in a smaller city close by she can go to, which I completely renovated, only needs to find a job there. So what I get from both of them is constant nagging about needing to spend more time with the baby, as in they're politely asking him to get up and change a diaper. Even though my mother-in-law is 50% of the time unemployed and helps with the newborn and obviously doesn't help. It's your fucking kid, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you've got literally free
childcare. I think after this paragraph, I'll let you take over.
Okay, okay.
Helps with the newborn and obviously doesn't help with rent and the bills. She makes it hard to get into habits since she'd go somewhere to finally get a job and live independently. I'd get into habit to get up early and watch the baby so my wife can get some sleep. But then my mother-in-law would obviously...
what a hero!
Wow. Thank you so much for taking care of your child. But then my mother-in-law would obviously fuck up her new job and go back to live with us. And when she's around, she obviously can watch the baby so both of us can get some sleep, since not sleeping well takes a toll on my job performance. But according to my wife, that's me being irresponsible. I try what I can in between my job and managing the renovation of the new apartment we are going to be in. I can sustain us financially very well. We never need to worry about money, so why is it a problem if the mother-in-law lives with them? Okay.
Yeah.
And we live better than most people in my country, but what I do never seems to be enough. And even if I did everything properly, she'd most of the time just turn her back on me when we get to bed, so nothing really changes except more pats on the back than usual. So just because you do the bare minimum as a husband, that means you deserve sex whenever you want?
Yeah, exactly. Right, oof. I'll take over because you've done great. I'm not the guy who just throws money at his wife expecting to buy her loyalty. Okay, so he's never bought her flowers. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
And she's not the type of person.
Never taken her to a nice dinner.
Yeah, she's not the type of person to expect to be treated like a princess. I've always tried to be diplomatic. Ask her how she feels, if she needs help with something, tell her she's pretty, etc. But lately, I've been seeing only irritation in her eyes.
I'd
be irritated from... Yeah. Yesterday, I was holding the baby and looked at her to appreciate her looks, and she snaps at me like, why are you looking at me like that? By which I asked her how, and she said, I was looking at her ugly.
This woman is running on 2 hours of sleep. Relax.
Yeah, give her a break. It's starting to become a catch-22 situation where I get more depressed and demotivated, can't get enough sleep, barely have energy for anything, and she becomes even more irritated by me being irresponsible. I feel worthless. I feel like nothing would change if I was not there. If I climbed on my motorcycle and just crashed into a wall, the only thing that would change is their financial status. I've started seeing a therapist in search for answers, but so far I haven't seen an improvement, though it's early to tell. The therapist so far has said that I've achieved a lot in my life many people haven't, and that my stress burnout level is not above normal, and that I'm generally fine mentally. We even made a couple's compatibility test, and we share a lot of the same values.
Really?
With his therapist.
I think it's him and his wife.
Or is he saying...
Even though it doesn't seem like they're on the same page in the slightest.
Also, sir, you should... Yeah, they should go to couples therapy, from what it sounds like. But anyway. But what is it then? What makes me so fucking unhappy? Everywhere I look, it all points to the same place. I'm sexually frustrated. I wasted all my teens and 20s helping my parents financially, getting a good job, worrying about my parents' health issues, trying to balance work and life, and now, in the blink of an eye, I'm married with a child, and the only thing expected from me is more responsibilities, more this, more that, and all I'm given is more pats on the back. I'm starting to lose focus and motivation. I can't seem to wake up early. I drink in the night and just listen to music and stare at the wall. I'm completely uninterested in my work. It just happens. I get tasks, I do them, and then more work comes tomorrow. I want to start going again.
You know, like post-nut clarity?
Yeah.
This is the opposite of that.
Yeah. I want to start going again to the gym, but I don't see the reason to do it. The only thing it's going to change is my libido. So I've been masturbating 3 times a day in the bathroom instead of once every few days. I'm not interested in doing my side projects, not interested in playing a game or watching a movie. I've deleted Facebook and all social media a long time ago because it only makes me more mentally frustrated. I'm starting to feel obsessed about being desired. We go to the cinema to see a movie and I see the protagonist being desired by a woman. I see my wife next to me and I become even sadder. I feel like the most undesirable shit on the planet. And I'm not statistically ugly. I'm neither fat nor skinny. I'm tall, but not too tall.
He needs a therapist. Okay, a better therapist.
A better therapist, yeah. I've trained sports and went to the gym a lot in the past. I'm not butt-faced, blue eyes, light brown hair, prominent cheekbones, symmetric face, etc. I'm somewhat socially awkward, but nothing too extreme. I'd probably find someone who'd like to fuck me if I went to a bar on a Friday. But I'm fucking married with a child. And the only source of who can provide me with sexual desire and feeling is being wanted is my wife, who is completely uninterested in being intimate. Am I being selfish? Am I being unrealistic? Am I hard to satisfy? Is that what life has to provide? I don't want to mentally scar my son with a divorce or make his mother miserable, but I also don't want to stab myself in the neck and rob happiness. I'd probably be having an affair already if I wasn't working from home and if it wasn't a fucking COVID pandemic, but I don't think that's a healthy and reasonable long-term solution. TLDR. Wife doesn't seem to have the need or desire to have sex. I want to be desired and have sex. The situation makes me fucking unhappy, but there's a baby in the equation, which leaves me with no answers of how to resolve this. Oh, boy.
Wow.
So, obviously, the fact that they've shared this on this page is reasonable because, obviously, this guy is being silly. Like, it's valid to be upset when you're not having sex in a relationship and for that to get you frustrated. Like, that's valid, you know. People have needs, but it sounds to me like there needs to be some communication in that relationship.
Yeah. Because the wife shouldn't completely write him off either. Like, she should let him be open about his feelings and vice versa. Because there could be, like, an underlying reason why she doesn't want to have sex, aka because they're raising a newborn.
Hmm.
So.
Exactly. Okay, so let's see what the comments are, though.
Oh.
Okay, this is interesting. It's also a great example for the difference between male complaints about a marriage and female ones. The woman is unhappy because she's overworked, effectively a single mother, and overburdened with a newborn, and worked to the point she has to move in her mother to help her. His chief complaint? Not getting blowjobs in a driving car! A driving car. Yeah, I was thinking that. That seems dangerous.
Yeah, you have to get like a Tesla that like self-drives and then, or something.
Yeah, exactly. So this person goes on a tangent about how you shouldn't give blowjobs in a moving car, which, yeah. I mean, okay, this is the first post where the comments actually are kind of spitting facts. Someone commented, every single one of his exes orgasmed, except this one. Yeah, right.
r/that happened.
Shall we look at nice for what, question mark?
I'm curious. And you know what they say, okay. Curiosity killed the cat.
It did. It is. So that's just loading. Nice for what, question mark? What's that going to be about?
It's going to be some sort of like femcel, like, why do the nice girls always get screwed over?
Oh, wait. Oh, there's nothing clickbait. Under it.
Clickbait.
What? Let's look at...
Disappointed doesn't even begin to describe
exactly
what I feel right now.
Okay, what other flares looked good to you?
I was thinking queen shit. I'm ready to
yeah,
laugh at some cringy girl boss stuff.
Yeah, that looks cringe. Let's look at that.
I'm trying to work out what female dating strategy is, because so far all I've seen is shaming sex workers, being anti-porn, and moaning about men being shit. Like, what's the strategy?
Like, I don't feel prepared going into the world of dating women. Like, we haven't been given any advice yet.
Oh, let's not do a really long text one because I can't be asked with that. Let's look at this. This queen nails it.
I think I follow her on TikTok.
What, K not Bay?
I think so.
Okay. So they've done a stream.
Am I a female dating strategist?
So this is a screenshot from a TikTok by someone called K not Bay, and she's responding to a comment. I honestly don't know what modern women bring to a relationship. They don't want to work, clean, cook, or raise children, yet complain about everything. We're not bringing nothing to relationships, is what she says. We've seen our grandmothers, our mothers, our great aunts give everything and get nothing. So for the first time in history, we're saying, no, you don't get a free incubator. You don't get a free maid. You don't get a free chef. We're saying no, and you're losing your fucking mind. I mean,
kind of based.
That is, she's not wrong. So is that the strategy? Just not not being just not like subservient,
letting men walk all over you and just
okay,
not accepting the same energy back.
Yeah, let's look at this one. Just three queens out there living their best LMM free lives. LVM free lives. LVM.
Low value man.
Okay. My sister's great grandmother lived to 100 something. Most of it as a widow. Someone once expressed sadness that she had been alone for so long. She laughed and said, "Child, I used to ask the Lord for just a single year without my husband, and God above saw fit to give me 50."
Ha ha.
It's
straight
like the
people hating
straight.
Each other.
Yeah, and it's like, it doesn't have to be like this. Okay.
Maybe marry someone you like.
Yeah. My gran and granddad were married for 50-odd years. We all thought he was a sweetheart. When he died, she said, "Please don't bury me with him. I had a life of hell and don't want it in death." She kept it to herself all those years.
Oh my God.
That's sad. Jesus. I love this so much. My granny lived to 101, a few months shy of 102, and she said it was because she didn't have a man sucking the life out of her. My grandpa died in late 60s.
They make marriage sound so fun.
Yeah, this sounds like heterofatalism, ladies.
Yeah.
Plug myself, you know.
Would you like to give like a brief definition for the listeners who are unaware?
Yes. So heterofatalism is like it was based on a paper called On Heteropessimism by someone called Indiana Sarizan, an academic, and it's basically the idea that women, straight women or bi women who date men, are kind of resigned to it. Like, they hate dating men, they complain about it and how bad it is and how hopeless it is, but they still do it. And it's that sort of describes that sense of, like, the straights are not okay, but from the women's perspective. And it's sort of accepting that straight dating is shit, but not doing anything about it. So it's like the pessimism of that.
Yeah.
Which looks
I didn't
fun.
Expect a crossover there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
do you
want
to try a different flair?
Yeah, let's try a different flair, because this just all seems a bit cringe-mas. Merry cringe-mas. Like, we've been looking at this for up to an hour and I still don't really understand what the strategy is.
Yeah, there's no like wiki or anything to like give us an idea or
like
maybe I feel
we'll
like it's just like hating men and porn
and
sex workers.
We will look at one more flair and then we'll look at their socials and maybe that will give us a clearer idea. Okay,
yes.
Which of these flares looks enticing to you?
I think I chose the last two, so I'm gonna let you choose one.
I'm intrigued by Narciss.
Yeah,
let's see what that
let's
is.
See Narciss.
Okay, let's look at this one. This short but sweet one. Well, it won't be sweet, but you get the point.
Yeah.
Okay, and the title of this is Another Reason Why We Don't Do Coffee Dates. What's wrong with a coffee date?
I love a good coffee date.
Yeah. I forgot which app it was through, but I met a guy in Hoboken who suggested a really great coffee shop. I worked in Fiddy at the time, so it wasn't a hard trip after work. He picked me up at the train station in sweats and took me to Dunkin'.
You know the indie coffee shop Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the strat? Well, I guess there's no strategy here. This is just saying Narciss.
Yeah.
Are they ridiculous?
Can I read this?
Or do you- oh, yeah. Yeah. No, go on, please.
Are they ridiculous or do you have a husband that won't do basic shit? Not just blank, I posted in a sub asking how to get my husband motivated to make his own doctor's appointments, and so many people told me to divorce him. People are ridiculous.
Let's see what they've got to say.
Oh.
What was she hoping to hear? Did you communicate your feelings to him? What about stickers and chore charts and coupon books for blowjobs and no nagging days if a grown-ass man calls his medical doctor for a medical problem that is presumably causing him pain or will improve his quality of life or down the line? Good lord, coupon books for blowjobs. I mean, there's a middle ground, right? There's a middle ground.
I mean, surely. I can't tell if they're criticizing her or the husband. It seems like they're going
both. I think they're saying that, like, she... So the original poster is like, okay, people are telling me to get a divorce. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And then they're saying, well, what did you want advice-wise?
A coupon book for blowjobs, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, my God, no, these answers are too long. I'm very impressed with the advice she was given. Looks like a lot of women are waking up. This is good news. Don't worry, she will wake up too. Hopefully it won't be long. So do they just want all women to be divorced? Is that it? They don't...
So they're anti-porn but pro-divorce.
Interesting.
Because, I mean, you don't have to go to that extreme, you know?
Oh. Alternative, let him succumb to his illness and die.
Ooh.
Nice. They're saying divorce him because not being able to do a basic thing for his survival, making his own doctor appointment, shows he's not likely... He's not doing more important things and just being an entire bum. If you have to drag them, leave them behind. I don't think that's true, though. I think some people, like, get medical anxiety. Like, some people, like, genuinely don't like going to the doctors. It's the same with, like, the dentist as well. Like, I hate going to the dentist. And now that I've said that, I've provoked comments being like, of course you don't, Brit Bong. But you know what I mean? Like, you know... I don't know, there's just certain, like, daily tasks, or, like, emails. I hate doing emails.
Yeah.
Those are very basic things, but they take me longer than some of the hard things.
And sometimes people just have anxiety talking on the phone.
Exactly!
Let him die or divorce him, whichever comes first. Win-win either way.
So basically this is the reverse of the I hate my wife. Yeah, I hate my wife jokes.
Or now it's I hate my husband. We're flipping the script.
Or I hate your husband. He's not even my husband.
I hate your husband for you.
Okay, shall we look at some of their socials to maybe get a bit more clarity? Post-nut clarity. Oh my god, they've got a YouTube? Spotify? Okay. Oh, Instagram. A discussion? Okay, a discussion about men's heights and lies thereof with my high-value father.
Mmm.
Calling your dad high-value? Weird.
Weird. More text posts.
Oh, so much text posts. Okay, I'm just gonna do a little TLDR. So she went on 4 dates on Bumble with a man and they had good chemistry and he responded with all the high value characteristics. For the first time, I was actually feeling like I let my guards down. Then, yesterday, as I was cleaning my old up... My old? What does that mean?
I think it's online dating, possibly.
Online dating up. I went back to his profile and realized he had listed his height 4 to 5 inches taller than he was in person. Wait, she just noticed that? I am 5'2 and wear 4-inch heels, and he was eye level with me, so he certainly wasn't 5'11 as was listed. Height has never been a point of contention for me, as I'm about to explain why. do you really need to explain why? But the whole lie made me feel incredibly betrayed, and I was questioning if I should look past it or end things with him. I decided to ask my father, who I believe is the personification of high value. My father is 5'5", and he would not be considered tall by social standards, especially in the country where I am from at all. He is the most confident man I have met, and he has never been bothered by his height. He told me that lying about something as trivial and as easily provable is a giant character flaw, a moral glitch. It is manipulative and trying to push someone's boundaries. It is extremely telling of how the person would conduct themselves in their day-to-day life. Basically, your dad's like, yeah, they're a liar. And then they ended the post saying, I am so extremely grateful for my dad, and I take a pledge that I will not let him down by picking someone who will not be able to match up to the standards he has shown time and time again. Men are supposed to uphold. I truly do not care about height. I do, however, let's say however, but the typo, care about honesty, integrity, and moral judgment. Yeah. I mean, I agree that, like, lying about your height is a bit of a red flag because it's, like, it says someone who's got, like, a bit of a complex about it. But, like, why make it weird?
It's a stupid thing to lie about.
Yeah. Why make it about your dad? That's kind of weird.
Yeah. How did you notice after four dates?
That as well. Like, lady. Oh, my God. And so there's loads of these texts, and they all just look a bit...
Graphic design is not their passion.
It is not. Which of these... Tell me which one to read once you've got one that
catches
like
your
eye. I like
the nah, man. Women are visual creatures.
Okay.
Do you mind if I read this one?
Of course. Please do. Do the honors.
Uh-oh. Nah, man. Women are visual creatures. Oh, boy. Here we go.
There's so much text.
Why the fuck do men think women are less visual creatures than they are?
And classically, you see, Abby thinks that.
Yeah, apparently. You see men who put zero effort into their appearance, who are grossly overweight and don't want to do anything about it, who have pubes for beards, who have extremely crusty fingernails and receding hairlines, who have poor oral hygiene and disgusting fashion sense. They all have this common pattern of wanting to date or fuck a Victoria's Secret supermodel. Like, no woman is good enough for them. Like, all women need to spend hundreds into their appearance for the benefit of men who can't even get their ass off their computer gaming chair to wash their skid marks off their underwear. This seems like it's hitting a little too close to home for this person to go into this much detail.
Did they have someone specific in mind?
Probably. Anyway, these men get livid when women have standards and want to date someone presentable who takes care of themselves. They assume that all women should be so desperate and drop their standards entirely to give their scraggly, pube-bearded asses a chance. They really expect a woman to dote on them being their personal porn star while they continue to stay unemployed voluntarily and disgusting. Men really expect us to settle for this. Yes, as women, we're more empathetic than men. We're also a lot less shallow and don't expect our man to look like a Calvin Klein model while sporting a 9-inch dick. Ouch. That doesn't mean women will drop their standards entirely just for the chance to be with a man. I would rather die alone than settle for a man that I'm not attracted to. Die mad. What do you think?
Okay, so... I want to preface this by saying that, like, men obviously deal with... you know, beauty standards like women, and things like receding hairlines and stuff, people can't help, you know, and the fat shaming is not okay. But when it comes to things like personal hygiene and stuff, I kind of, I get what she means in that women, like, there's like a real, well, not wealth gap, but like financial gap between how much women spend on their personal appearance versus men. Mm-hmm. And I've talked about this before, that, like, I think women are expected to lower their standards, and, like, the way this person is saying it isn't good, but, like, there is, like, a grain of truth in that.
Mm-hmm.
That you do get these men who they'll like watch something and be like, oh, her nose is a bit too big. Meanwhile, they haven't showered in 3 days. So yeah, there are men like that. But to, like, whilst I agree with what she's saying, like, it's better to be alone than be with someone that you're just settling for.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not act like all men are like this. There are, you know, lovely feminist men who are hot and nice and don't care if you don't shave your armpits and shit. There are men like mm-hmm. that, you know?
And who brush their teeth yeah. and trim their nails teeth. And don't have pubes or beards.
Exactly. So let's not... Yeah, I just think when it comes to, like, hating men, I just don't think it's good for you, regardless mm-hmm. of whether you date men or not. Because... it's also very gender essentialist as well, the idea that, like, oh, we're more empathetic than men and stuff. It feels very, like, I don't know, very gender essentialist, and I personally want to move away from that in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, what are your thoughts? I guess tell me your thoughts.
Like, I guess this is supposed to be a critique on, like, how women are held to such high standards.
Yeah.
But it also just generalizes men.
Exactly.
So, like, I kind of agree with it, but also it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't, this post in particular isn't particularly black and white.
Yeah.
Like some of the other stuff we saw.
Well, I was talking about this with someone recently, how my friend who's very tall, and she says that all, like, you get men who complain about women not wanting to date them because they're short. But, and obviously I do think that is, like, there's some kind of patriarchal thing going on there. There's some kind of, like, the idea that we, women who date men, like, we're told we should desire a man taller because, like, there's something patriarchal there, right? Like, the whole protection, like, thing.
Yeah, something ridiculous. Yeah.
That being said, you know, think of all the many preferences men have. Yes, women might not want to date a man who's shorter than her, but think of all the things that men ask for women to have. Like, and this is not all men, but, like, there are men who, you know, for example, like on Love Island, there was a guy who was like, oh, I find arm hair a turn off. Like, you know, hair removal, makeup. Like, women are expected to do so much more for their personal appearance. And tall women are you know, ruled out.
Unnecessarily shamed.
Yeah. So it does go both ways, the height thing. Like,
yeah.
And yeah. So I think, yeah, it's like, and then someone's commented, yeah, we are called femcels for this concept. And it's like, I think it's the kind of broad strokes, and it's the whole, like, rooting for everyone's relationships to fail. Like, for example, if you see a man who you think isn't very good looking, but he's got a girlfriend, and mm-hmm. you're like, oh, dump him, but she likes him because she, either she does find him attractive, or that's not her priority. She might mm-hmm. want someone who's funny or kind or has the same interests. Like,
yeah,
it's very appearance focused, and I think that is a problem because not everyone yeah. values, like, physical, like someone being conventionally physically attractive in a relationship. Someone might value other things more.
Absolutely. And, like, beauty is in the eye of the beholder anyway, so.
Exactly. Like, I mean, my friends and I have conversations all the time where, you know, we disagree on who we find attractive, like, and that's okay. I sort of, like, I'm like, oh, I don't see it, but totally respect why you're into them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. People have different types. Yeah, and obviously the fat shaming really put me off because it's
yeah.
like...
There's this one comment in the middle that's like, any man with a body fat percentage higher than 15% is a gluttonous sloth. Men have faster resting metabolism, testosterone, and don't give birth. If he has a gut, that means he is extra lazy. Oh, the body shaming is nasty.
You know, funnily enough, I was talking about this with someone recently, a man friend of mine, and he was saying that, you know, and he prefaced it by saying, obviously, it's worse for women, but there's this interesting phenomenon he's noticed in Hollywood that there aren't really, I mean, there aren't many fat people in general, but whenever there's a guy who's a bit chubby, he always has like this quote unquote glow up. Like, so for example, like Chris Pratt used to be a bit chubby, Jonah Hill. And like, it's as if like they go through the Hollywood sausage grinder and become like this typical Hollywood man. And it's kind of sad because it's like they, and I think this is the case of women as well, they go in looking like regular people and then they're put, and I think there's like something to be said about masculinity there, right? Like toxic masculinity. And I think, you know, that's part of it. Like fat shaming is part of it. I think, you know, and obviously women deal with fat shaming too. I'm not saying it's like a man thing, but I think that is something that we perhaps maybe overlook, that like in dating, what I mean is that I think there are women who probably are, like how women, there are women who are biphobic, for example. Like, interestingly, there are still many women who date men but wouldn't date a man who's bi, you know?
That's so stupid.
It but it's surprisingly common. Biphobes
are trash people.
They are. They are. So I think, yeah. So fat phobia amongst straight women doesn't surprise me, basically.
Yeah.
It's kind of the point.
And people
I was
don't really
at.
Acknowledge the impossible standards men are also held up to.
Yeah, exactly. And by saying that, I know some people are going to be like, "Oh, but you know, patriarchy, it's worse for women." And it's like, I agree, it's like more intense for women, and I think people are more forgiving if a man isn't conventionally attractive. However, we still need to acknowledge the fact that they still have to deal with it, and like men still have eating disorders, men still have body dysmorphia, men still just have regular schmegular insecurities that we all have, you know? Even
and
if
I
they're
think
not as severe as... Mm.
I think, by the way, trigger warning for like suicide, but there's an alarming amount of men who take their own lives. Like, I think they're like one of the highest percentages, like middle-aged men.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's like...
Exactly.
It's insane.
So, and we need to take those things seriously. And feminism is about, you know, advocating for all genders. And some branches of feminism want to get rid of gender altogether, or at least gender roles. So, and we're not going to be able to achieve that if we are really biologically essentialist and demonizing. Like, we haven't really found anything with regards to trans or non-binary people, but why do I have a sneaky feeling that they would be transphobic? You know what I mean?
These people give me the same vibes as, like, J.K. Rowling.
Right, exactly. Oh, okay. Shall we look at one more post? This one has fascinated me, and it says...
Uh-oh.
A message to male lurkers. So, what exactly is it about FDS that triggers you? Love how they use the word triggers.
Mm-hmm. Triggered snowflake.
Is it the fact that women
has
are
a
allowed
lot of
to
words
have...
too, so you know it's a good one.
Oh. Is it the fact that women are allowed to have standards? Is it the fact that women globally are tired of being sexually harassed and accosted and want to give other women safety tips? I didn't see any safety tips.
Yeah, it's all just like complaining.
Yeah. Is it the fact that women refuse to date men who lie and cheat on their partners? Is it the fact that women refuse to date someone who would be an extreme burden to them? Is it the fact that women aren't a dial a pussy that will jump through hoops to go on a walk date with you?
Dial a pussy, that's a new one.
Yeah. Is it the fact that women aren't willing to take up a project? Is it the fact that women refuse to accept being abused as sexual pleasure? BDSM is not abuse if you consent to it.
Yeah.
But if you're being abused during sex, obviously that is bad. Obviously.
Yeah.
Don't need to fucking say that, but you get my point.
Yeah.
Flip the script and ask yourself the following questions. Would you date someone you weren't sexually, you weren't physically, emotionally, weren't attracted to? Would you date someone you weren't attracted to? Would you be okay with getting sexually accosted by complete strangers? No, obviously not. Would you be okay with your partner constantly lying and cheating on you? Would you be okay with dating a woman who isn't self-sufficient and entirely dependent on you in every way? Would you be okay with your partner physically abusing you, tying you up, spitting in your face, and forcefully ass-fucking you with a strap-on? Well, if... I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to say that's what BDSM is. And BDSM...
Yeah, and then I think the third question is, like, trying to imply that polyamory is lying and cheating when it's, like, an established boundary you set.
Right. Yeah, and it's like, no, there is ethical non-monogamy. It's about consent. And if everyone's agreeing to it, awesome.
And you can also cheat in polyamorous relationships, which is something I recently learned.
You can. Yeah, of course. It's all about the rules you establish within your relationship, and they're different for every single relationship, polyamorous relationship. Someone just commented, this is quite funny. Hi, what's all the fuss about?
Us. That's the TLDR of this podcast episode. What's all the fuss about?
So let's see what's on their YouTube channel. Okay, nothing on their YouTube channel. Spotify, okay, they've got their podcast. Oh, it's a playlist.
Don't bring Lizzo into this.
Yeah, they've got Truth Hurts Lizzo, Good As Hell, Ain't Your Mama, Jennifer Lopez, Smile, Lily Allen, Miss Independent by
Neo.
This is
the playlist they play at every BuzzFeed office party.
Yep. Don't Call Me Up by Mabel, Lady Marmalade, Moulin Rouge. Okay, this is a good playlist. Why are they trying to ruin these songs for me? X's and O's by Elle King. I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor, Gold Digger, that's interesting. Interesting choice. Formation, Beyonce. Okay, I think.
There's Iggy Azalea, Marina, and the Diamonds.
I mean, some real bops in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
like, I enjoyed that podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel like I have any clarity. I went in trying to learn what female dating strategy is, and I still don't know what the fuck it is.
I'm leaving more confused than I started.
Extremely confused.
Like, they didn't give us any tips, no safety tips, no nothing.
I mean, in fairness, we did go in cold. We went completely cold. So perhaps if we were to do some more research, maybe listen to their podcast, we could do a part two and explore the strategies more. Because I think that was kind of like very much a cold reading. Neither of us had looked at it. So it was very much fresh eyes, which was good. You know, we didn't have any too many preconceived notions. Apart from what we've heard, you know, on the grapevine. But I wonder if we, like, infiltrated it more and spent more time in the community, what we would learn.
Because on surface level, we didn't learn shit.
I'm so confused.
And I imagine if we get, like, roasted in the comments, that's like, oh, you completely missed the point of female dating strategy, which, hey, I'm open to being wrong, but, like, I also genuinely have no idea.
But, like, that's what a subreddit is. A subreddit, like, if you have posts that are your top posts or your most recent posts and people are engaging with them, they should at least give you some idea of what the fuck the page is about.
Even the bio was just self-promotion, not even, like,
it was any definition. Yeah.
No wiki, no, like, basic FAQ, like, nothing.
Literally. So funny. But I think that's enough for today. Like, my brain does feel fried. Sorry about that, people. You came wanting to learn, and we're both confused, so I'm guessing you're also so confused. We tried.
Yeah.
We're tired, okay?
we're so tired. It's January.
Yeah. We are. But we had fun along the ride. So that's all we can ask for, you know?
If you would like a part two, let us know.
And we'll do more research next time. I meant to, but then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go in cold. It'll be funnier. But it's like, actually, no, it's really fucking confusing.
Yeah.
So never mind. But...
Do you want to tell the people?
Do you want to tell the people where they can find you, Anna?
Yes. You can go to my Instagram at Anna Marie Forcino. My TikTok page is Anna Marie Forcino as well. Twitter is Ann_Forcino. And then my YouTube channel, which I don't know why I said last, but it's Anna Marie Forcino.
Even though that's your main thing. Yeah, yeah. Of course.
We'll link it down below.
Of course, I'll link everything. Well, thank you so much for coming. It's been a delight, even though it's been confusing. It's been a confusing delight. We've been confused together, and that is beautiful, you know? We love that.
I wouldn't want to be confused with anyone else.
Exactly, exactly. I feel the same. I feel the same. Well, shall we say goodbye?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So in 3, 2, 1, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.